Chapter 17. 1000 Hours. November 3rd, 2552. Military calendar. Zeta Doradus system, near planet Onyx. Aboard decommissioned UNSC Chiroptera class vessel. Illegal registry. Beatrice. Dr. Halsey examined the multiple contacts on the passive radar screen. They reminded her of an angry swarm of wasps. 300, she murmured. 312, Jared corrected. Dr. Halsey tapped her lower lip with her thumb, thinking. We can't fight. Kelly snapped her head from the radar display to Dr. Halsey. We have to try. She looked around the bridge. Weapon station?
Jared, Dr. Halsey said. Show all data on that anomalous planet.
Dr. Halsey, Kelly insisted. Weapons.
This ship has no weapons, she replied.
Kelly moved from station to station, not accepting this. As a Spartan, she had a lifetime of training that demanded she take action, fire a weapon, confront her enemies. She was not trained to sit and watch. On the nav screen, a blue-green cloud-swirled planet appeared, as well as data on its orbit, and an atmosphere, spectroscopic breakdown.
That's our target, Dr. Halsey said.
Earth-like gravity and atmosphere. Infrared suggests vegetation.
An uninhabited habitable planet, so close to UNSC space. An improbability. Or more likely, one very well-kept secret.
She tapped the display. The planet shrank, and a silvery iceball moon drifted at 2 o'clock. The relative position of the Beatrice appeared, as well as the fleet of intercepting ships between them and the planet. What can I do? Kelly said. Strap in and stand by, Dr. Halsey said.
I'll need you in 3 minutes.
Aye, ma'am. Kelly pulled herself into the first mate's chair, slipped into the harness, and cinched it tight. Engine parameters on this screen, Dr. Halsey said, and tapped the display on her left. Thermodynamic legend retransformation diagrams of the plasma coils flashed online.
Good thing we retained the slipspace transition energy.
Yes, doctor,
Jared replied. His holographic dot of light dimmed as if embarrassed. Unidentified craft closing. 90,000 kilometers. Acceleration increasing. She strapped into the captain's chair. Come to course 45 by 45.
Aye, aye, Jared said.
The Beatrice tilted, and the engine sputtered with the alignment burn.
Course corrected.
Dr. Halsey studied the plasma coils. While the rest of the ship was an antique, the coils were almost new. Stolen, it appeared, from a behemoth-class tug. It appeared Governor Giles was only half the fool she'd believed. Initiate 120% oversurge in the precoil, Dr. Halsey told Jared.
Kelly fidgeted, her gauntlets clenched into fists.
We cannot fight, Dr. Halsey explained to her. Nor am I a tenth the astronavigator that Captain Keyes was.
Oversurge in 3 seconds,
Jared announced.
Which only leaves us one option.
Run like hell.
The Beatrice rumbled and leapt forward. Dr. Halsey flattened into her seat.
Pursuit vessels accelerating to intercept, Jared informed her. Hold course, Dr. Halsey said with effort.
The moon grew large on the central view screen.
I'm afraid I had no chance to double-check the trajectory,
Dr. Halsey told Kelly through gritted teeth.
It's my best guess at a slingshot approach.
It's quite accurate, ma'am,
Jared chimed in.
I may not survive the acceleration, Dr. Halsey said, now breathing with exertion. I will certainly not remain conscious. You must land the craft. Find the others.
She paused, panting.
Programming. Re-entry.
What others? Kelly asked.
Energy spike, Jared said. Lead pursuit vehicle central cores now emitting black body radiation equivalent to 15,000 degrees Kelvin.
Dr. Halsey rechecked the engine schematic with a trembling finger.
Increase power output to thruster by 160%.
Yes, ma'am.
The aft section of the Beatrice shuddered and metal groaned from uneven stress.
The twilight region of the planet's moon filled the viewscreen with canyons of blue ice and methane geysers.
Aft view, Dr. Halsey breathed. The corners of her vision darkened.
The viewscreen switched. In the black of space, pinpoints of white sparkled and lances of energy slashed through the dark. Kelly gripped the sides of her chair with such force that the metal bent.
Initiate. Roll, Dr. Halsey whispered. 2 radians per second.
The Beatrice spun. The incoming beams were bright as solar flares, and the video feed distorted chromatic as they closed, then passed.
Missed!
Kelly almost leapt out of her harness. Dr. Halsey's heart pounded in her throat. She closed her eyes and tapped in commands. It was too hard to talk now, but her fingers knew what to do. She programmed the time-delayed burn, her best guess at how much oversurge the plasma coils could withstand, calculated re-entry angles, and although she didn't believe in God, she prayed to someone. When she reopened her eyes, she couldn't see. Blood pooled in her central organs, depriving oxygen from her brain. On her keypad, she pressed enter.
That is an inadvisable course of action, Doctor, Jared said.
Kelly,
Dr. Halsey murmured.
Find them. Save them.